in person from CBS News in New York, this is Ron Cochran with some people you didn't expect to meet. Tonight in person, some rocket scientists with a secret weapon.
Now, if we let that formula get out, there's no telling how much damage would be done.
A hillbilly having himself a time in the big city.
But I still want to stay here and sing just as long as I can.
And a bunch of upset dentists. Although I'm sure a lot of people won't believe it, the fact is that a large segment of the population thinks it does not like hillbilly music. I say thinks because hillbilly music is so varied and flexible that it's hard to define. But that doesn't stop die-hard hillbilly music haters. In fashionable circles, a lot of this same music is called folk music, and the people who hate hillbilly music sit around listening to it in specialized nightclubs or on expensive high-fidelity equipment. Since New York City is very prone to this sort of confusion and contradiction, it's no surprise to learn that hillbillies are working night spots all over town, cleaning up on the credit card crowd with their picking and singing. This is cheerful stuff indeed for hillbilly singers like Clarence Ashley, a 65-year-old from Shounds, Tennessee, who just made his New York debut. Dave Dugan got hold of Mr. Ashley and asked him why it is that people are suddenly so hip to hillbilly.
Well, I can't hardly figure that out. I've been a-doing it a long time, but the city folks has just seemed like they've took it up here in the last... just a few months, a few weeks, you might say. I can't understand it. Don't know what it's all about.
Why do you think it is? Have you had anybody talking about it? Why it happened?
Well, I can't answer that yes, no. I just don't know what's happened. I just don't know why they fell for the hillbilly music. It just may have a different feeling from the other, you know.
They're playing and singing it in the cities, too, aren't they?
Oh, very much so. Yes, they do enjoy it, though.
Can they play it as well as you country fellas, Mr. Ashley?
I'd have to say no on that. They're more what I call mechanical players. And you've got to feel the music to get anything out of it. Just like the old preacher preaching up in the pulpit. He never, till he gets happy, there ain't nobody out in that crowd gets happy. When he gets happy, they all get happy.
How do you get happy?
Well, I'll show you how we get happy.
All right.
I've got an old one here I do. Used to do this for my girl way back in the olden days. I call it Banjo Blues. I was born in East South Carolina, right it goes. There I loved a pretty little woman, but her age I did not know.
Mr. Ashley, you really get happy, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. You wouldn't enjoy it unless you could feel it, you know.
Do you think you folks out in the country are happier than the people in the city?
Well, I'd have to say yes on that. We just have everything that you want. You have plenty of good eats. Now, let me ask, did you ever eat a mess of good old leather-rich beans?
I don't think I have.
Well, boys, you ought to have one mess of them. They're lovely. I can give you a meal any time you come down there.
What do you do to spend your time?
Well, those trees, you know, you can get up there every morning and you get that good morning breeze off of that timber. And same way of a night, you can go in and go to bed. You can put you a good heavy blanket on you in the warm part of the year. And you take those mountains there, you can look out there and hear the wind blow through those trees and the birds are hopping from limb to limb.
I've heard tell that they have moonshiners up in the hills of Tennessee. Is that true, too?
That is right.
Oh, is it?
Yes, sir. They make some of that old...
Up around,
Sugarhead.
Up around your neighborhood, are they?
Well, there's some in that country. Yeah, it could be had in case of sickness, you know. I need some now. I think I've sort of got a horse. I guess a little dose would help me now. It's good for colds, you know, and sore throat and such.
Or a sore back, too, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Or a sore
well,
foot.
It's about a cure-all. That's all it is to it. It'll take corns off and pains out of your shoulders and all that stuff. It's a pretty much a cure-all.
Then I also hear you have some real pretty girls down in Tennessee.
Oh, now, if you're talking about gals, you said the word there. We've got them. They've been well-fed. That's one good thing, from beginning to the end. And then they're get plenty of good fresh air and exercise. And I think that helps along.
If you had your choice, would you want to live anyplace else but in the mountains of Tennessee?
Certainly would not. I'd have to say I don't want to leave there. I want to be laid up on the hill there, right, not far from home. Got the place picked out. And, of course, according to, I ain't got no reservations made or nothing, but according to nature, it couldn't be too awful many years, but I still want to stay here and sing just as long as I can. Now, that's right.
Clarence Ashley, happy as a fox in a hen yard in person.